Our younger boys and girls want to slip out to children's church at this stage. I suspect that most families have piles of photographs, or maybe they're now all in a hard drive, but photographs that are of unforgettable people, unforgettable places, unforgettable events. And now when we look at those photographs, we think, I wonder who that was. I wonder where that was. I wonder why I took that photograph. But they're absolutely unforgettable. There's no way we could forget about them. And yet we look at those photographs and we wonder was that? Which one of the girls is that? Wonder which birthday that was. And though we thought it was unforgettable, it has slipped away from us. Really smart people make a note on the back of the photograph or label it on their computer so that in years to come they know who it is and where it is and what it is. It is so easy to forget important things. Your password in your computer. Am I the only one that sits down and goes, wonder what it is? And you try about half a dozen before you get the right one. Or maybe it's when you're asked that question, just put in your wee PIN number. And it just goes blank. The important things we should remember we struggle with. That letter that you got that needs to be replied to, so you put it away. Every home has the famous safe place. You put it away somewhere safe, and can you remember where it is? No. Things that we think are important, things that we think are unforgettable, we so easily forget. We need to be reminded even of important things. Joshua chapter 3 describes two miraculous events. The nation of Israel have been wandering around for 40 years, heading slowly, slowly towards the promised lands where God has promised to bless them, where God has promised that they will prosper. They're heading towards that promised land, and now there's only one thing between them and the promised land, the mighty Jordan River. And there's no ferry. There's no bridge. How do we get across this river? Well, God makes it clear. God tells Joshua to speak to the priests, and the priests carry the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of God's presence with them, and they are to carry it into the water. And as soon as they put their feet in the water, the river dries up. The river stops flowing. That's miracle number one. The miracle is that the river stops flowing down. Miracle number two is that the riverbed dries up. Because you can imagine that even though there's not a river flowing over it, it's going to be fairly horrible and difficult to move across that riverbed, the whole nation of Israel. So we're told not only does the river stop flowing, but this muddy, wet mire becomes firm ground. And the people can move across. The whole nation completes this crossing. It's a miraculous thing. Can you imagine being there? Can you imagine seeing not only the water standing up in a great wall in the river, but suddenly this mud drying up so that you can walk across? Unforgettable. Or is it? God has done wonderful things, miraculous things amongst us. How could we ever forget that? And Joshua was told to get the priests to pick up 12 stones from the middle of the riverbed and carry them to the other side, to set them at the side of the river as a memorial, as a way of remembering, as a way of focusing their thoughts, as a way of triggering off their memories of what God has done. And this memorial is for two groups of people. First of all, it is to serve as a sign among you. When people see that pile of stones on the side of the River Jordan, they're to remember, God took us through this. God stopped the river. God dried up the riverbed. We all got across safely. God did wonderful things. God has intervened in our lives and done great things. It is to serve as a sign among you. Now, signs are made to be noticed. That's why companies pay huge amounts of money to put their names on hoardings along the side of the road or on the sides of buses, because they know that we will notice those signs. Signs are made to be noticed. They're made to catch your eye. This pile of stones on the bank of the River Jordan is to serve as a sign among you. It is to be noticed. It recognizes that memory fades. Even for those who witnessed what God had done, even for those who had seen this miraculous event, memory fades. We need to be reminded. This pile of stones is a reminder of God's miraculous intervention for his people. But it's not just for those who were actually there. It's also for those who will come after. It's also for children who will come after them. In the future, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? What are these stones to you? What's with the stones? In the future, when their children ask you, tell them. Tell them what God has done. Tell them that God intervened miraculously to get you into the promised land. Tell them. It's a memorial not only for those who were there, but for those who even weren't there. And they will be reminded of all that God has done for them. This pile of stones reminds the parents, the leaders, the teachers, the helpers, those who have any influence over our children and young people, reminds them, they're to tell your children about the faithfulness of God. And as families saw this pile of stones on the riverbank, some of them might have remembered those events themselves. But when the children looked at the stones and said, what's with these stones? Tell your children. God has been faithful. We're not called to stay at a pile of stones. The children of Israel weren't told to gather at this pile of stones and stay there remembering. They were to see that pile of stones, remember the faithfulness of God, and then move into the promised land. They were to move forward confident in the faithfulness of God that he had provided for them. It was not about nostalgia. It was about remembering and moving forward. It was not about always harking back to those days and wanting to be back there. It was remembering God's faithfulness and moving forward in that confidence. A sign among you. Tell your children about it. In Deuteronomy, we read this. Again, talking about our responsibility to each other and to our children. Only be careful and watch yourselves closely. Why? So that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart. It's a recognition that we can forget even things that we've seen and experienced. They can slip from our eyes and our hearts very easily. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Remembering. It's a weekend of remembering. The poppy, a sign to be noticed, a sign to remind us. Reminder of the horror of a battlefield. And yet in the midst of that death and destruction, the poppy flowered. It's a sign to be noticed. It brings back painful memories of those affected by two world wars and by numerous conflicts ever since. It's also a time to remind those of us who weren't there, those of us who weren't involved, those of us who weren't directly affected, it's also a time to remind us of the sacrifices made by so many in the defense of freedom. It's a sign for those who were there and who experienced it and who were affected, but it's also a sign for those of us who weren't directly involved, who weren't there, but who still owe a debt of gratitude. Again, it's not a call to go back. It's not about nostalgia. It's not about going back to glory in war. If you've seen or heard any of the stories coming from the centenary of the First World War, you will know that war was not a glorious thing. It is not a glorious thing. It's not a call to go back to those good old days. It's a call to remember. Not staying back there, but moving forward as we remember what others have done for us. Last weekend, here, you celebrated the Lord's Supper. In some ways, it's just a little thimble of wine, a little square of bread. And yet it's so much more. For Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." A reminder of a sacrifice, a once and for all sacrifice made for Jesus, made by Jesus on the cross. It's a call to remember, but it's not a call to go back. It's a call to move forward in who Jesus is and what he has achieved for us on the cross. It's a memorial. Do this in remembrance of me. Every memorial, whether it's a pile of stones on a riverbank, whether it's a poppy, whether it's sitting at the Lord's table, every memorial should cause us to be thankful and to show that thankfulness. That's why we have this service. Looking back to remember what others have done for us, and not only saying thank you, but being determined to live thank you. Being determined to live as those who will build peace, those who will struggle for justice, those who will get alongside the oppressed, as in gratitude. We remember all that has been done for us. It's a time to remember. May God give us the grace not only to notice the signs, not only to see the signs, but to be thankful in life and in lip. Shall we pray together? Lord, thank you for the memories that we have. And yet we acknowledge that we forget so quickly. Lord, help us to notice the signs, to be led back to remember your faithfulness and your goodness, to remember what Jesus has done for us on the cross and as he rose from the grave. To remember what others around us have done for us as they have made the ultimate sacrifice for us. Lord, give us remembering and thankful hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.